Sweden.
Blog Talk
Radio. Yes, my mother was.
We could probably have an intro here.
Yeah. The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, 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 everyone. Here it is. What do you call this, Friday Junior?
I always call it Friday Junior.
Friday Junior, yeah. And for some of you who are international, it's Friday Senior.
It is.
Yeah. So welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, for those of you who are new and just joining us. And my co-host here, riding shotgun, is Mr. Jimbo Baggins. You can call him Jim if you like. I want to
like everybody else does on Earth.
Yeah, well, they do. But Jimbo is so cute for you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people type in Jumbo, kind of funny. So we want to welcome all of you that are on Blog Talk Radio. We love having you as listeners and callers. And we also have our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. So happy to have you with us too. I want to remind everyone, ordinary playing cards is all that's being used here for readings. So the distinction needs to be made. This is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any other system aside from personal prophecy, which was mentioned in the introduction. So I want to also mention that I will be using a 24-card layout, which is really standard for me when I'm in private sessions. I will repeatedly lay out the cards for each question. However, because of we do have a time constraint during the show here, we can only accommodate like 1 to 2 questions. So it'll be one layout per call. All right, and I think that's my part of it, Jim. I think it's now for you.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes
yes.
only. And we want to also remind everybody, if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we'll give you a international live shout-out like we're going to do, who is Sophia, is from Sweden. And we got Jeanette up in Canada.
Jeanette.
All right. We shall give that number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, I'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what's going to happen. If you don't hear a show, then something didn't go right. You got to call back again, and you should get right in. Things happen in the cell phone world. Now, when you do go live, and it'll be obvious, please do the following things you legally and safely can. It's very important. We'll explain why at the end of my rant. Take the speakerphone off. Go to regular mode, no Bluetooth either. Just pick that thing up, put it to your face like you had to do it in the old days. Background noise has got to go away. Multitasking has got to get shut down. You can't be running around doing stuff. It affects that. Believe it or not, the multitasking can affect a lot. Sometimes multitasking can cause the background noises as well, like wind and feet and just stuff going on. Perfect world, you could sit down and chill in a nice, quiet, comfortable room that has very, very good cell phone reception. And like I said, we do these things because your call going through the cell phone world to Blog Talk Radio's website, to our computer, and finally, out our computer speakers to our ears, quality sound quality goes in the trash. Somewhat different levels. Depends from call to call. You just can't predict it. So if you can do all these things and make it as perfect on your end as you can, it should be just fine. Also, you Facebook folks, we know that there's many of you that cannot call in because you are not wealthy. independently wealthy or just filthy rich.
The Canadians can.
It depends on where, though, too. If it still can be a little pricey. I think it depends. You know, I don't know about their cell phone plans and all that stuff. I know nothing. Because we do get some folks that do call in from Canada.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you can't call in, and you get domestic folks you can't call in to, we will occasionally open the floor on Facebook Messenger to take audio and video chats. You can't get in line and call early or anything for those. There is no queue system on Facebook, so don't try it because we have to hang up. It'll ring straight through. We will open the floor. You'll know. We'll make it very obvious. We'll take the first caller. It has to be to Deborah Lee. And you have to be friends with Deborah in order to make that call. So that is the sound of angels playing harps. Okay? And that thing means a couple things. The biggest thing it means is your reading with Deborah has come to an end. It's not an almost end. It's not a halfway point. It's come to an end. We've got to move on. Usually when you hear the harps, that means it's basically got a wrap. And the other part of that is you are going to get a single angel card before you depart. And today, a brand new set of angel cards. It is the Angels of Abundance Oracle card. So very nice cards. Took a look at them. Interesting. The messages, they aren't on about any particular one subject, so it's kind of cool. They don't have a theme necessarily, and they don't really seem to be centered. Because you know, if that says angels, it didn't say archangels, so I didn't see any archangels called out. So that's what you shall get before we move on to the next caller. I believe we have covered all the things that need to be covered. So let's take that first caller there. Going to 651, Great Lakes, Minnesota. Yay, Duluth. Not Duluth, but, you know, all those big cities up there. I think this is the Twin Cities area.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us?
Capital area.
Hello.
The Tundra.
Hi. Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
You are live.
Hi. And who are we speaking to? Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I thought it was somebody else. You were taking somebody else's call. Anyways,
there you go. My fault.
This
is Christiana.
Christiana. I had a feeling, yes.
I was asked, but I don't do good at guessing.
Okay. What can we do for you?
What do you got cooking?
Okay, so I've been hearing a spirit or somebody has really been chattering a lot. And, again, it's by my bed. And I'm just wondering if it's the same spirit or if it's somebody else. Is there a message?
Okay, well, first, do you feel that it's friendly?
Yeah.
So it's not worrying you?
No.
Okay.
Good. That's a good thing. I mean, that's the most important thing right there.
Yeah, right there. All right. Let's find out if there's a message. Let's see what we will see.
And how long has this been going on?
Probably several months.
Oh.
But lately they've gotten extremely chatty.
What are they saying
to
you?
Yeah, and is it?
I can't understand. That's how it sounds.
Sounds like somebody that's in another room or something almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is it when you're awake? Is it when you're asleep? Or is it when you're in that in-between zone when you're falling asleep? Or is it any time?
I think it's that in-between kind of meditative
state. That is a zone where things happen a lot to people. When you're kind of like in half and half. Well, the cards are going down here. I think the most important thing is that you feel no threat by it, and I think you're probably kind of frustrated because you want to hear the message, but you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, what I'm picking up for you is that this is a man that I feel is elderly, and he passed away somewhere. I mean, your living spaces might have been rearranged earlier in time, depending on the age of the building. but he passed away there. And it wasn't anything unusual. It was like natural causes.
Natural light, natural stuff, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the reason you can't understand him is because he's still dealing with it's like his spirit is still caught up in the stroke he had. And it was a pretty bad one. And what he needs is for you to tell him to go to the light. He's kind of trapped between dimensions. He's looking to you, I think, because you represent such a warm, caring, loving person to him. And just a lot of times you have to be stern and order them like you're a parent. Now you go and get in that light. But I think with him, because he's jibber-jabbering, I think he's trying to even tell you, it's my impression. He's trying to tell you that he didn't follow the others. Because right here under sure to come true, I get the feeling that, and he's sorry about that, because he should have, and I'm thinking he meant his family members, that he didn't follow the others.
Interesting. Well, that's an interesting message that you...
Yeah, ascertained. And he's here, right here, and in life he was a very nice man. And he did die in that space, well, in that area,
yeah.
Because it sounds so muffled, it could actually be coming from, like, if they moved the walls. You know how they sometimes redecorate over the years?
I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating because, I know she wants to hear it so bad. It's like right on the edge, almost.
Right. So just nicely tell him, if you would like him to quit, just tell him. Look for the light.
Okay.
Go to the light, and your family is waiting for you. It may take a few nights to do this, or when you hear them.
Have you tried anything?
Is this somebody newer that's come, or is this the same person?
No, I think it's somebody newer.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they just keep coming to me.
Yeah, he wants to go. This could end up being something for you. In the future, you could become quite a professional at clearing houses. I know you have a lot of gifts spiritually, but sometimes there's always that one that lingers, and they often will need guidance and encouragement.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they don't all turn into evil, evil spirits.
Yeah.
I don't think hardly any do, really, when you think of the quantity out there,
Yeah, so I would try to be nice to him, but let him know that he's, sort of bothering you. But remind him his friends and family are waiting in the light for him.
Yeah, he needs to complete his transition.
And I don't know any special oils or anything else that you could do. It might be something to Google.
Yeah, or maybe she already does.
Oh, yeah, maybe she has tried.
Maybe you know some things. I don't know.
But there are a lot of... We used to do ghost hunting here on the show, like on Saturday nights, and we would go out with an actual ghost hunter who had, what do they call those? The night vision goggles or glass, whatever. She had a lot of equipment.
Yeah, she had the equipment, the EVP thing or whatever.
And she would take pictures. And we would see orbs and faces.
Well, we would see it on our own cameras.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
The orb thing, yeah.
And she would put a a barrier of protection around the house and those of us who were in it, because she said sometimes they like to climb into you or on you and follow you home, like when we were doing them in other places. Yeah, she said sometimes they'll attach themselves to you. This guy may be actually trying to do that, but he's got to go where his people are. He's got to follow with them. And remember, his spirit's got to go if in fact reincarnation is real. He can't reincarnate till his spirit gets where it's supposed to be.
Or if there's the promised land where you reside for an eternity, he got to get there before he can enjoy all the fruits and
that's
love.
That's right. So
whatever
you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Something that's pretty freaky that's been happening is, I know this sounds crazy, but, they'll, use my voice box.
When
I'm half asleep and they'll use my box, and sometimes I hear like someone say hi and it's a
you. You actually have a voice box?
In my throat. They'll use my throat
They have voice boxes for the ghost hunters. I thought you had one of those electronic
devices.
Well, then
I think
you should look into, like, channeling. Maybe that's another thing you're picking up on.
Or maybe you want to get one of those voice boxes.
Or maybe get one of those ghost hunting.
Because they can use their energies to – it's usually just one word or two word things that they can do. Apparently it takes a lot of energy, blah, 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 to do all that stuff for them. But I've seen a lot of them on TV, and they're recording is the best if you can record it. Sometimes you can't hear it when you hear it when they say something. Might hear a name, might say your name. But that's
Or hi.
Yeah, or hello.
Or
help, you know, because they need help for something, you know, things like that.
You're not going crazy, hon.
Watch the Travel Channel when they have the paranormal caught on camera, it's called. All sorts of stuff there. And it's very common. In today's world, everybody's got a damn camera. So that show's got freaking 60 minutes of back of all sorts of encounters like that, and they're not all bad. Some of them are creepy. A lot of times they're creepy because people don't understand too.
The one the older man, I think that could be him too, trying to find a way to convey something to you.
It wouldn't make sense.
But what I saw is he's sorry he didn't follow the others, and I think that meant to the afterlife.
Mm.
You know, sometimes they cling to life so hard.
Yeah, probably because, didn't want to let go, and then kind of probably realizes by now, it's like, well, I don't really have a choice, and I can't go back.
Right, and the thing is with strokes, sometimes they happen so unexpectedly that you can find yourself really incapacitated and dying.
A lot of people, they can get them in their sleep, and they never wake up.
Yeah.
They die right smack in their sleep. From a massive stroke.
That's
serious. Oh, you know what, though? I'll be honest. If I'm going to go, I'd just assume go to sleep and just not wake up, you know? That'd be me if I could choose. I think that would be my ideal. I don't want to have a heart attack and crash my car and kill a mother family or something. When my time comes, I'd just soon be in my bed all night.
And, you know, sometimes they don't even know they've passed.
Oh, right. And that would probably be some of those times. Like, I went to bed. What the hell's going on? You know? Yep.
Well, yeah, here you go. You're the first one to get one of these new cards.
And it's just zeroed right in. Bingo, bingo, bingo.
It is.
Subject is of your angel card reading is it is safe for you to receive. The more you allow yourself to receive, the more resources you have available to share to others. Open your arms to receive and be a conduit for a good coming to you and through you as it blesses the world. So it's like she's going to be a conduit that's going to figure out a way to channel that and do good.
Oh, I think so, too. That would be really exciting. Really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like she knows it already. She's probably still learning the ins and the outs of what she can do.
Yeah, there's a lot to be read on the subject.
It is. And they say that, because who the hell knows anything? But they say that the ones that are kind of in that limbo land and haven't made that transition or don't want or whatever, they can sense the living out there that have that extra conduit connection that they can actually do some kind of communication with. Which, hence why she's had somebody there for months. Yeah. But it's good that you feel peace with it. That's a good thing that it doesn't terrify you. So.
Yeah, very good. Well, hon, let us know how this works out for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you both.
Call again.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I've got to mention here, it's in a different gear.
Whoa, you're just not even talking about this subject, okay.
One thing that I get asked so often is how to make somebody love you. You know, you can't make somebody love you who doesn't have the potential to actually love you. Potential is everything. You know, you can, in cards, we can see, this one's coming along. And they're going to love you instantly, you know, or this friendship is going to transition into true lasting love. But can you make somebody? I don't think you really can. you know, you can lead that horse to water. But I don't think you're going to get that horse to drink unless it wants to.
Yeah, unless he's thirsty as hell.
Yeah.
Now, it was funny when she said that voice box. I was like, oh, my God.
That is interesting.
Why does she have a voice box and why is it on? Ooh. And then I didn't realize it was, oh, I mean the human voice box there, anatomy.
And the connection to this is that with Christiana is that a lot of times someone who you are very close to will still continue to love you from the afterlife and they will stay close to you. They will communicate with you most often in your dreams.
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering too. I was wondering if there was anything. She says this happened specifically in that in-between state.
I get the feeling that man's name is Harold. So if she's still listening to us.
She is still listening.
Yeah, Christiana, I think his name is Harold. So you could tell Harold, time to go home now. You know?
Yeah, and I think you have to actually literally speak that out loud, not like do it in your mind during that half dream state thing. I think you need to actually verbally do it out loud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And mean it, too. Mean it. Say, like she, like Deb said, you don't have to be angry, but you can't be begging and questioning. You got to tell him, hey, Harold, or whatever your name is, you could say it's
Harold.
It's,
yeah.
You've been here a long time. The time has come to finish your transition. You got to go. Sorry. And you're going to be happy when you do. Something like that.
Yeah.
Bill, something.
So I think you have some new, you've got Michelle.
Yeah, she's from the United States, so we don't do international shows.
Oh, well, welcome, Michelle.
I said, hi, Michelle. I got it, Deb.
Well, I don't get to look because whatever you're doing is so top secret.
It's not secret. I'm doing multitasking. I gotta keep an eye on Blog Talk. Got to keep an eye on Facebook. I gotta track my area code thing. Gotta keep my list up to date. I got things to do. I'm a multitasker.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're in for a slow night.
Tonight is young. Oh, we have folks on.
Yeah,
Facebook
we'll be turning to Facebook.
Regardless of yours. Now.
Hello.
Hey there. Let's hear her voice so we can tell her skills level.
She's better.
Speak to us.
Well, at least I can laugh.
Yeah.
I couldn't even laugh yesterday. I'm crawling out of it. But I just got into my vehicle and I drove to get something and I'm supposed to get up early tomorrow and work out because I just got wiped out driving around trying to get
Right. And if you go work out, that
can be even worse.
Bad for your immune system. If you're at a gym, then you contaminate the entire free world.
And they contaminate you.
Oh, no. They the nurse practitioner's office said I'm not contagious because
really?
I don't have a fever and I'm negative on COVID. And I'm far enough along, you know, where I'm just not contagious. But I did tell the person I work out with, we work out by ourselves because I don't like having, I don't like going into a room with other people because I just don't like it. I don't like, the opportunity or, the if factor. You know, I don't want to pick up someone else's germs.
Well, that's
try
the thing.
To avoid crowds.
You have a primary virus like this. You go out somewhere, you can pick up a secondary.
Well, she means
one.
In general, too, in general, just even when she's healthy. It is a breeding ground. They're trying to, I don't know. I haven't been to a gym since COVID, but they were.
Yeah.
It was like a self-serve thing. You were supposed to. They put the little disinfectant wipes out for people that wanted to use them going up to the machine, and you were only before COVID. You were just kind of expected to do a nice wipe down if you left sweat or something. They weren't expected to disinfect. Machine for the next person. All right.
And this person,
go ahead.
Yeah, this person is not. It's not a regular gym. It's a. I don't know how to describe it, but you know
is
we do everything there. Yeah, we do. Is it a what? A bordello? What did you say?
Because you can do lots of exercise in your own places too. I'm just curious, and that's not a regular gym either. There's a whole bunch of exercise
going
on.
Hey, Deb, I wanted to ask you what the cards say. It might be the state of mind that I'm in, recovering from whatever I have. He and I, the neighbor, I don't know. I just always feel like when we're talking, you know, he's always telling me, well, I got to go. I got to go do this. And then, you know, when he comes back, like I made soup, get rid of all the abundance of veggies, and I made soup again. And then I gave him some, and we were talking a little bit, and I gave him an update on something that I had found for one of my hobbies. And then, you know, he says, well, okay, I got to go. I got to sit out on the porch and sit in the sun and drink my soup. And, you know, it's just, it seems to be like it's always, I got to go, you know, kind of bullshit. And I don't know if it's just me or I'm just desperate or I'm just lonely or, you know.
You guys get the
All right, well, I'll take a look here for you.
I will say from experience that a lot of it is due to your, right now, due to your physical state of mind, and it affects the brain. Deb, when she's sick, she's very, very pitiful. She's depressed. The whole world sucks. Everyone
sucks. Well, and readings go south.
She does woe is me when she's coming off getting sick, and that'll affect the state of mind.
I just want more drugs.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, boy, nothing's going right. And it's like, well, your physical unhealth is affecting your mental unhealth. You got to just take that with a grain of salt.
Jim is a pretty good nurse, though.
So I'm just saying. Well,
I had an abdominal surgery that was pretty extensive a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he had to come. When you have this sort of surgery, and it was big, they want you to have somebody stay with you to drain your little drainage cups.
Yeah, I got drainage cups, and then you have to drain them into a measuring device and record them and log them, and it was every 4 hours.
And the hospital would call.
And then it switched to 6 hours. So I had to set alarms to get up and stuff.
Yes, and he'd have to change the dressing.
Oh, what a sweet
thing. But he's good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it helps. Help being in the Navy, getting up at all weird odd hours of the time, all for 11 plus years. So it's like, oh, I can do that. Just set my alarm and I'll be up.
I would call him.
Because
I couldn't get up.
She needed something, she would call me even though 2 rooms away or whatever.
You don't realize how much you use your stomach muscles until you don't have them working right.
And you were not allowed to.
Oh, no.
They had to move because of 5 big babies. The muscles all went to the side. There were no muscles.
The abdominals
in the front
weren't attached like normal. And she was not allowed to, even if she had no pain. She was not allowed to use her abdominal muscles forever.
Yeah. So he had to come in. They rent out an apparatus that you can get.
But I guess if you got no help, but yeah.
Yeah, but he would come in somehow get me out of that bed. Oh, my God.
And it's really hard because the normal human, even when somebody's helping them, they still want to use those abdominal muscles to sit upright. And you got to somehow train yourself not to and let the person do all the work. All right, Deb.
Okay.
No, that little medical history. Let's go back to the garden.
Well, I was using
it. But you know what, Deb?
Go ahead.
Deb, I'll tell you something. The underlying thing about this, what I just said and what I'm asking you to read on, that's really how I've been feeling for a while with the neighbor, is that it's not emotionally fulfilling for me. In the way of, it just seems like it's so sporadic, you know, like it always is. And maybe I'm looking at it wrong right now, but because of my state of, you know, recovering from flu, but it's always gotta go, you know, gotta go. Or he'll walk away without saying goodnight, you know, just shut the house down. And it's nice. Well, anyway, what do the cards say?
It's his nature to be that way. And it would be hard for any female. Male probably could deal with it because they're all kind of like that, you know, where they don't need a lot of good night or.
Yeah, that,
you know what I'm saying?
That actually is not that abnormal.
No.
From being a guy.
But with him being with a woman, it just goes to show he doesn't know much about how to treat you back.
And that is probably the biggest thing she hit the nail on the head there, is if you spend decades with guys, they don't give a damn too much about somebody always doing those little things like that.
I also,
so he just doesn't know better, like a teenager doesn't know better.
I also feel that he's in the position of believing that he crossed the line at the dinner the other night.
Getting a little too couple-like.
Too handsy. he was getting too handsy with you. And it had, what I see here is he's kind of withdrawing because he's like, wow, what am I doing? You know, remember, his subconscious and all, they're at work here too. And he has been really fighting a quick, you wrote quick, and I said it, not quick. He has been fighting these feelings for you for quite some time, and he slipped the other night, you know, with his hands all over.
The normal, very close, intimate couple thing.
Yeah, it was just like being a couple.
Being a couple, like the first 6 months type of being a couple, when everybody can't keep your hands off each other or anything like that, the first few months.
And I think your friend picked up on that a little bit.
Well, that's why she said they were like, whoa. Yeah.
So right now, go ahead, Jim.
Real quick, break, just a 10-second break. International shout-outs to Helen and Shanae in the UK, both in the UK. Welcome.
Hello, boy. Glad to have you with us.
Yes.
We know it's late for you, and we appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, UKers. We'll be back to you after this reading, and we'll talk.
Okay, so back to you, Lisa. Okay.
She's here.
Okay.
All right. So it's not meaning pulling out, so to speak. She does this to us. She gets us lit up.
She sets us up.
Yeah.
She sets us up. Yes, she does.
So the point I'm trying to make is he's rethinking what he did, and he's worried that you've gotten the wrong idea from it, which I don't think you have. I think that he does this, he goes forward and backward so much that it's almost like you can roll with it, you know. To what he's thinking. He didn't mean to offend you or anything. But if he's trying to get off the phone with you, maybe it's best not to call him anymore. And if he wants...
Oh, no, I don't... You know what? I've stopped calling. I don't call him at all. I never call.
Okay.
What I do is I'll text him and say, is this a good time to talk? And he'll either call me. Most times he calls when it's good or whatever. I don't even go there at all. But, is really hurting me. This hurts a lot to hear this, but I need to hear the truth, that he regrets doing what he did that night. I'm really hurt. I'm not devastated, but I'm hurt by that. I'm really hurt.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it.
What?
When you think about the big picture, when guys do that with a woman, it's somebody else. Definitely they've already been intimate with. And second, it's somebody that you plan to, at least in the near future, stay with and continue that intimacy.
Or at least go home and jump their bone.
Or at least go bang them like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know? I know it hurts.
So he probably doesn't. He's like a babe in the woods. This female thing right now. So he's just making dumb mistakes. Or he doesn't know if he's making dumb mistakes. Probably doesn't even know.
He doesn't know. I don't want to give him too many excuses because this guy
he should know
has done inappropriate things socially.
He's like man-child when it comes to women.
Yeah, he is.
He knows how to treat a woman like a friend, but the other thing is like, whoa.
Okay, so when he and I talk about stuff, like making plans to go do such and such that we've talked about, he just says, just grab me and we'll go do it. You know, like there's no setting up the date or anything now. And like a day trip, we were planning on another day trip, and he said, just grab me and we'll go do it. And then we have another plan to go out with that couple again in a couple of weeks. And I said, well, if we do go out to that place, he said, no, he didn't say no. He said, when we do go out. So I don't know. I don't know,
that's
Deb.
Here.
I'm not trying.
That is right here, Lisa, in your car. That couple's right here. That is literally a standing date for it is a when. All right.
And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. That's up to you, though, to decide.
I'm not. I'm not necessarily talking about
getting
the
skirt.
I'm more talking about, like, I mean, what is his plan? Does he have like a plan in his head, or is he completely retreating into the cave of no more action forward, or what?
Let's put it this way. Let's imagine that you have been a lesbian for a couple of decades.
Yeah, you know, a thespian.
Yeah, it was comfortable for you. There were no, it didn't feel risky.
Did he say thespian?
He said thespian.
Yes, I did say yes. Because you were a thespian.
And then imagine this man comes along and he totally charms you. And you're feeling so torn and turbulent in your emotions. You're like, oh my God, but I love women, but I'm really attracted to this big hairy moose over here. You know, yeah. I know it's funny, but it's a really good point that he is totally confused. You know, he's kind of had a comfort zone here where he can go off, play with men, have a good time, that, you know, with, You already said, he said there'd been no real love involved. It was affection,
well,
but
do you think it'll move forward, or does it really say it does not?
I do, but I really feel you starting to see somebody else is going to really bring this home for him. Okay.
And if it happens, I don't think she needs to go on this big hunt, right?
No.
She just needs to just continue with life,
go
and if somebody comes
yard
along.
Sale guy. Or sounds wonderful.
And my big picture is, you don't see it going negative, right? Even if
no.
you don't see it going forward, you don't see it going backwards.
No, you
so
guys.
That's also an answer.
And you guys are going to go on that trip. It's right here. There are things that are very solid in your reading. Okay, but you brought feelings to the surface for this man. The other night he treated you like you were his woman, not just his friend. There.
There what?
I thought you'd say, yep, that nailed it. That was
Bob. Oh, I agree with her totally. Yeah. There was no friend things there, boy.
No.
You're ass grabbing. That's yeah. You know, I never ass grabbed a friend in my life. I'll tell you that.
So, but now he's rethinking and kind of sorry and regretting, huh?
No, it's like he's got two little gremlins, like sitting.
I don't think it's the kind of regret you're thinking of, right?
Yeah. No, you've got one gremlin over here on one shoulder saying, oh, she's the best thing that ever happened to you. And this one over here is saying, just think how hard she can hurt you. Just think what a big shift this would be in your lifestyle. And they're battling it out. And he's in the middle going like, shut up, leave me alone.
Or maybe he realized after the fact, he thought like, well, you know, I did a lot of things that only guys with intimacy with a woman do. And maybe I shouldn't have done that because we haven't done that. And maybe he said, oof, you know, I was kind of.
Well, you know, the next morning. The next morning when he and I were talking, I did tell him, I said, I really like sitting next to you last night. I mean, that should have said everything. And he was quiet for a moment, and then he started talking about one of the people in the couple situation. So, who knows?
He avoided the phone.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit.
Yeah. Lisa,
I am tired.
Just leave it. Just leave. Don't open a discussion, I would say. Don't open a discussion.
So far,
on
these
this.
Have all nailed it here so far.
Yeah.
But finish your reading.
So, I really feel you two are going to be back. And look at, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I said, you said, I'm done with him. I said, well, these cards are saying you're not. You're going to be back together with him. And it happened. What,
no.
2 days? Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to tell Deb, because this reading's not over yet, but you're going to be, so far, these new cards have
you're going to flip over.
Well, you
cards.
Are, because they've been on your reading. Anyway, let's go. We're not done. We're not done with DC yet.
So I just want to let you know, he's only worrying that he's crossing the line. And
I think, like you said, he's worrying actually about her feelings, right?
And his.
Well, his too, but I think he's really.
Yeah. He's kind of like, oh, Jesus, what did I do?
And I don't think he wants to hurt her.
He does not. He loves her.
And he probably
dearly.
Worried that all that stuff he did is going to hurt her.
yeah,
that closeness, because they're not there yet. He probably said, wow, I shouldn't have been doing that because we're really not that kind of couple yet. So, but I can't undo it, you know? You can't undo it.
Get yourself well, and then we'll see.
Yeah, that's phase one, yeah. The physical health will help your mental health.
You know, and the way you feel right now could really be overshadowing this reading.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, because Deb's readings, the people, if they have extreme emotional one way or the other, they really influence their cards a lot.
Yeah, they do.
They do. And it might not even be the long term future, but the immediate future. If you're like feeling crap, world sucks, he sucks, everybody sucks. The cards are going to kind of suck.
Yeah, they're going.
But they might not suck 2 days from now when you feel better. So,
that's right.
You know.
But keep calling. We'll check them again tomorrow night.
Again. So stand by. First of all,
you've
got to remember a couple things here. They say life is short, but it's not that short. I don't think you have a terminal disease where you got 6 months to live. So if this drags out a little bit, it's not going to kill you, right? It pisses you off. It's frustrating. But it's not like it's going to ruin your life. So if you have to, see how this plays out for a little bit longer than you wanted to, it is what it is. Maybe you need to do it because you'll feel better years from now, one way or the other. Total person. I'm like one of those opinion columns. You can just tear. Some people just throw those pieces of newspaper in the trash. Total opinion, no cards. But speaking of cards, we have a brand new Angels of Abundance Oracle cards. And so far, this will be 2 for 2 on how they've nailed the reading. Attracting, not chasing, is the subject. Anything or anyone you chase after will run the other way because of the fears underlying chasing energy. So they're...
Wow.
Instead, attract what you need to by sending out love, gratitude, and welcoming energy.
Okay.
So I think he needs to be okay with the way things are. I wouldn't say not to chase as much, but don't try to take it to another level yourself. He's taking it as high level as you need to do, I think. With that, so.
Exactly.
Oh, God, no.
Right. Yeah.
No,
he's
the one that, you know, does. The only thing I do is I just will ask, you know, and that's usually once a day or whatever, or maybe not even that often. I don't know. You know, is this a good time to talk? And then I'll ask him a question, and he's the one that, who knows? I don't know. It's not worth it.
Put your energy on getting well.
Here's where I want to, be an analyst here. When she mentioned the other day, she goes, I really enjoyed sitting next to you last night or something like that. Now to a guy like me, it'd be like, that chick's into me.
That's a signal.
Which he should already know like 100 years ago. But anyway, that's a chick. That chick's into me. And silence, at that point, you know, you have two places to go with that thing, to embrace it or run away. And he didn't either. So I think that's definitely a sign of confusion.
It is. Because
if I'm a guy... And a chick does that, and I didn't enjoy it, I'm probably going to have to say something or vanish into thin air.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to embrace and say, I did too. It was awesome, and we got to keep doing that. We got to do it again or something like that.
Yeah.
So this guy's confused.
That's all.
Mega confused. I mean, the most confused son of a bitch that ever existed on this planet.
So let's...
But somebody's got to be that number one confused person. Somebody has to be number one.
Yes.
And somebody's got to be number one. Anyway, you must heal yourself, my dear.
So, I mean, he's constantly giving me advice. So he's the head boss of the planet, you know, and he was telling me recently, within the last few hours, I see you walking around the way you walk around. You don't wear enough clothes out there. You got to take care of yourself. You run yourself down. You know, you have to put more clothes on when you're out there. You know, so he's been doing a lot of that, you know, just Mr. Boss. And
That would get old fast to me, but I'm a guy, so that's different.
Wow. Well,
some chick tries to boss me around and be like, "You're not my mom and you ain't my wife, so shut the hell up." You know, that's what I would say.
Well, but you know, he's enjoying being the, I guess, like the alpha.
Well, maybe of all his, even his homosexual relationship, maybe he's always been that guy.
I think he likes to be dominant,
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Exactly. He's probably chosen in the past or didn't choose. That's why they never lasted. He wanted to choose somebody that was totally, totally submissive. And when he doesn't, when it doesn't, they don't work out.
And see, I'm not submissive.
You're not. And that's,
you know,
well, yeah. And that's not, that's not going to work. You never know.
Yeah.
One never knows.
Well, we'll
or you,
see. Like,
you
like
will see.
Jeff
exactly.
Says, we'll come back together again.
Yeah,
will
it'll be
the... It'll be like two cuddle bunnies.
What?
Cuddle buddies.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It'd be nice if you would.
What?
What?
It would be. It's. You know what? In the perfect world, that it would be happening right now. You would be getting tended to. You'd be getting taken care of, blankies, you know,
pillows,
maybe a little brown chicken brown cow sex that makes you feel better, you know.
I think he's scared to death is the feeling I get.
Yep, it sounds like he's in new territory and he's running. But, hey,
go ahead.
He plays an instrument. He says he's very amateur, but he mentioned recently, very recently, within the last few hours, he said, I think I keep it low when I play it because I don't want to upset you. And I said, listen, when you play it, my heart melts. I feel all melty. So a couple hours ago, I went into the laundry room, and it was like he was playing it by the door or something.
Would he happen to be playing the skin flute by chance?
What's that?
Is he a master of the skin flute? The meat whistle? Is he good at the meat whistle? Is that the instrument of choice?
We've already talked about that. You've asked me.
Oh, well, I just had to bring it up again. We have new listeners and new viewers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel that he does things when I say I like it, then he'll do it more because he knows I like. I don't know. Who knows? I might be reading it. But who the fuck can tire of this shit? I'm very frustrated and aggravated.
Well, right now, too, you're sick as a dog.
And not only are you sick and tired of that shit, you're sick and tired both.
Yeah,
so that makes
sick.
It even worse. So, I mean, you're just fucking sick.
Yeah. Go back to sleep. Sleep it off.
Yeah, get yourself healthy. You should
Please.
Must do so.
Yes.
Remember,
we'll,
thank you
we'll
guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow's our Friday
You're
Rebel
so
card.
Sweet. You're both so sweet. Thank you.
Maybe you should take a nice soak in your tub.
If she has one.
Oh, do you have a tub or is it a shower and not a tub?
I do have a tub. And I don't like the tub, but I do have a tub. And I do like looking. I mean, every time I look at that shower curtain, it gets more pronounced.
She took the words out of my mouth. She read my mind.
We need a picture.
Instead of sugar plums dancing through your head, you could have little prickly cactuses dancing through your head.
Prickly pears.
You know,
about cactuses.
Pears. Go ahead.
You know what I might do is just pack it up and wait for Mr. Uno, Mr. Right Now, whoever that is, to come into the shower with me. I don't know if it's going to ever be this dude next. It's just going nowhere quickly. But
Let's see what the future brings. All right. Right now, things are kind of stalled out. You're sick. There's not much he can do. He could bring you flowers or, you know, just something sweet for you. But right now he's terrified of what he did the other night. But please give him.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. It's really scared him. And he acted so much like your man, you know.
Does he think that I have all these high expectations and that I'm going to chase him into a corner?
No, I don't. It's about him. It's about his. He's just terrified about eating from the other end of the buffet. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
he hasn't had a nibble of a bearded clam in a long time, so he's not sure if he'll like it again. It's been quite a while, so he's not sure that his palate will enjoy it as much as, you know, that the average man would.
Okay, Lisa, we need to run because I have to quit at the top of the hour.
At the top. Really? We got 10 minutes.
Yes, we're going to talk to some Facebook people. Yes.
Okay,
and you
thank
can,
you.
Yes, you,
you must
get
kill
well.
Yourself.
Get well. And
thank you.
We will pick it up from there.
Heal myself.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very
take
much.
Take care, honey.
All righty. First, we've got some international, well, not all of them, but we have Suzanne has showed up also from
Suzanne.
The UK. Welcome. We have a lot of UKers here.
Yeah, I love that.
And welcome, Amy. Amy's here. She says she's online. We're going to do our best.
Yeah, we're going to take a few of your little Facebook questions. You make wonderful observers, but I think we need to make you participants.
Well, we are trying. And then we'll go back to the callers, too.
Yeah.
All right. So we have opened the floor. I've officially opened the floor to audio, video, and Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, now. That's a short window. We only give you about 30 seconds.
Yeah, if you'd rather write
callers.
It in.
If you'd rather write it in, you're going to make me anti-happy when you could easily message her. But I understand if you're not friends with her, there's nothing you can do if you're fairly new. Because you have no options. If you haven't been friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, you can't message her. So, all right. We hold the door open.
No, but they can just type it in.
Yeah, that's enjoyable. That takes five times longer if they can't. That's all. We'll do it. We'll take it, but we don't prefer it. It drags the whole show down for an extra 20 minutes for one reading.
Okay.
And here she comes.
Hello.
It is Amy. No more messengers, folks.
Hello there, Amy.
I did this so I can get through today.
Yes.
You did indeed.
I just wanted to do a status update to see if you can see if anything in my love life is getting better.
Well, tell me.
Derek is starting to realize he wants a relationship with me now.
Now, Derek is the one that was...
He's going to the divorce.
That's right, going for divorce.
Divorce.
And did he move out of your place?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So, are you communicating? Are you seeing each other?
Yeah, like we still spend all of our time together. And I mean, he did tell me that if he was to be ready for a relationship, that it would definitely be me.
Yeah.
But I just know that it's the fear of what he is going through that makes him not allow to open up to me. I'm wondering if that's being any better or if it's the relationship that he has been.
He didn't move back with her, did he?
No, he did not. He was with his mom.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yep.
And you spend all your time together, so we just got to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to do that. How are you, Amy? Are you doing well?
I'm doing okay. My grandma's not doing so well right now. My grandma's passing away, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Well, I think Derek is telling you very honestly how he feels, but this divorce is dragging on. Is that over stuff?
I think his court date is March 8th, and I don't know if it'll be over then or not. I'm hoping it is.
Yeah. Well, I think they can only drag on so long, unless, you know, your celebrities, Brad Pitt and Angelina.
Yeah.
Theirs has been going for years.
And there's reason to believe that two of the three children aren't his.
Wow.
And look how fast Tom Brady and his chick got there.
Boy, it was like grease lightning.
They were both on board. And even with kids involved, they got it done in like a month, tops.
Yeah.
Because they're both rich, and they said, all right, here's what we're going to do. And they said, yeah, that sounds great. Everybody keeps their own shit. And we share custody. Done.
It's coming. And I know you're sick of hearing that, too. But it is coming.
I know.
Yes. And is he going to try and do a, what do they call them, DNA test on the child paternity?
I don't think so. I don't think he wants to find out.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, well, you know, that child loves him as a father. And
that's right, it's not the kid's fault.
Yeah.
It's not the kid's fault. No.
Yeah, one's 12 and one's 4. It would just cause much more problems.
Well,
much more heartbreak.
Yeah, and I really feel that he's going to be a good father outside of that marriage, yeah. And she may try to play some shenanigans with him.
Oh, she has been.
Yeah,
she
but, you know, she can get in a lot of trouble if she's, yeah. If you, I mean, they could get in a lot, she could get in a lot of trouble if she tries to withhold those kids from him.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because he's on the birth certificate, so.
Well, I see the two of you making a home together, and I think it's in a different place. You know,
really?
Yeah, you're going to move to a different, it looks like a real house. And a real,
wow.
As opposed to a fake one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully I get out of this box soon.
Well, you got money coming. You got money coming to you. Yeah, is that your income tax?
No, I got that back already.
Mm.
Well, so, and this time I'm not getting very much back on income. I'm only getting like $500.
Yeah, well, mine has dropped too. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
But someone told me that too. They told me that they felt like I was going to win something big.
Well, I definitely am seeing it's either money or something worth a lot of money coming to you. And if you play the lottery, if you enter a contest, see, those are ways that this could actually become reality for you. But I'm not saying take your paycheck down there. You know, don't do that. Right. Also, he better snap you up quick, girl, because you got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 different men around you, potentially, for the future.
Yeah, I know one is JR. He's been trying really hard, but he's just so negative, and he always has a problem with something.
Well, maybe that's his nature, you know, and I don't know if you'd want to live with a sad sack all the time. You
no.
Know. No. Right.
But I don't know who the other ones are.
Well, you haven't met him yet, but that's why I'm saying, Derek, you better get off the, what is it, off, whatever. Get off your bony ass and get with her. Yeah, Amy.
It's just really hard. Like, I try to explain my feelings to him, and he just won't hear it. He just talks over me, and he gets mad, and he just walks off to his mom, and he's, like, always constantly running away, but it's, like, is he ever going to stop and, like, just realize what he's doing to me and how I feel and how the pain that he says all this stuff, it hurts me.
Interesting. You might be seeing behind the curtain, you know, like in The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. Yeah. This could be who he really is. So you've got to get him to stop that if possible. Otherwise, that's the life you've got to look forward to. Unless, of course, you two can do counseling and all of that. But, you know, it's like Dr. Phil always says, there's two sides to every pancake. He's got his side, and his ex has her side. And maybe this is how he was, just kind of emotionally absent.
Right. I hear he's my twin flame. Everybody tells me that's why I can't stay away from him.
And no doubt, that can be true. But if this is not going to fulfill you for the future, well, you know, you don't need to be in a miserable marriage.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Just to have somebody
help. We're happy when we're happy. It's just, is he ever going to get to the point where he lets us be? That's the problem. Because, like, when we're, like, just hanging out, we're happy, we're fun and loving. But it's just, like, he has gotten to where he's taken everything intimate away from us.
Well, then you need to have that conversation. And if he does it again and cuts you off, he's showing you a big part of his personality.
Controlling.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe that's why she wanted to hit him with a frying pan. Who knows? But because he's not going to tell you. Sometimes I wish, though, that we could go and get, like, a review from the ex. and say, so how really was he as your husband?
But you would have to take that with a grain of salt,
sure,
as well.
And then do the same with him and then sort of blend them and see.
And try
what
to
you
find
have.
The middle ground where
yeah.
the truth
yeah.
the truth normally lies in the middle if it's a bad
breakup. Way you say before in love with her still in a way, but I feel like he just knows that she did so much negativity in her stand that he just hates her in that same aspect. But it's just
yeah.
weird because I feel like if she would come and say, I want to work it out, I think he would probably try to give it a chance. I don't know. I kind of feel that way.
And you know what? I'd like to say it would be because of the kids, but I think it would
yeah.
be so he wouldn't lose his stuff.
And that's what I feel like it is, too.
A lot of men are like that. They worked hard
yep.
to earn this stuff. They should have their stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna work. I'm not gonna work. I'm not gonna work out something with the she devil for
yeah.
my stuff. I'm not gonna say, hey, Satan, let's get back together because I like my stuff. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna say, keep my stuff, you evil bitch. That's what I
yeah.
would say.
Yeah.
I would. That's me. I'm just a guy. I don't have the cards.
I'm not seeing any love there.
I'm not in his scenario.
Any, really.
I
really don't. I just think that this relationship was never right from the start. You know what I mean?
Neither. 23 years of it. It's bad.
Well, I'm glad we were able to. We got to give you your new angel card.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The subject is release jealousy. Jealousy is an affirmation that you don't have something, and the universe manifests exactly as you affirm. Let
yeah.
other people's successes inspire rather than frustrate. If they can have it, so can you.
That's good. That's
so,
I like these cards.
These cards are, and they're pretty spot on. So if
yeah.
you're jealous of something and you say, I'm angry because of that, then the universe says, oh, well, then we'll make sure you keep not having that so you keep on being angry and jealous.
But he's got to talk with you. You need to communicate.
Absolutely.
You know,
like it or not.
Well,
then you got to lay down the ultimatum. Here's
yep.
the deal.
I walked away several times, and he comes back, but then when he comes back, he just acts like nothing was wrong.
Well, that's, if he comes back, then that means you're allowing that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
why would I talk to a chick that I can walk away from and she takes me back? Why would I? I know she'll take me back. Eh, no big deal.
You know what, Amy? The right guy is going to be worth all of this.
I hope.
You watch and see. No, he will.
All right.
Well, honey, take care, and we'll get you on. Yeah, we'll talk again.
Good luck to you, though.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
We're going to 856 there. That bears up, and well, it says New Jersey, but you could be anywhere. Where are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who is this?
It's Rosemaria.
Her voice sounds really good. You sound very healthy.
Yeah, you got your health back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good.
So tell us, what's happening in your life?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Still chaos at work and everything else, so trying to move forward and to a better job, but that ain't happening yet.
Yeah, you did say yet. When you say yet, that indicates hope, right?
Yeah.
Some people say, I'm never going to get another job. You
no,
know,
and then
said,
they never do.
Said, right now, so far, I don't have another job yet, but you did say yet, a better one, I can say. You have a job, but you want a better one, and that is good. You want to do better for yourself. That's
yeah.
good.
Okay. Well, let's see what the card told
you. So you want to look at the job stuff,
yeah.
or, you, or in general type of things? What do you want to look at? What do you want to look at?
Whatever you guys, what do
yeah.
you have for you guys pick?
All right, we like that. Now, to you new folks out there, Rosemary, she comes here a lot. Rosemary comes here a lot. So we can do this. We know a lot about her lives. If you're a brand new person, don't say, just give me some general stuff about my life because we know nothing about your life, and your cards, your reading is going to be very
too
general.
Too hard for me to.
It's going to be very like,
connection.
It's going to be a blah reading if you don't give a lot of info. That's all for the new folks. All right. Cards are down.
Okay, here's some news for you. You know this guy that you said is overseas, I think you said?
Yeah.
Okay, your feelings, you may not be aware of it right this minute, but your feelings for him are changing. Yeah. And you're going to reach a point where you just might not be so willing to you know, like commit yourself to him, to be with him.
Excuse me.
Gosh, yeah.
A little dust.
Bless you.
Dust is in the air.
And I see bigger and better things coming for you in the way. Now, you right now it's showing that you wouldn't know which way to go, but it means that your feelings are in a state of a transformation. They're changing. Transition is a better word. So your feelings are changing, and what will happen is somebody else is coming along. So you're going to be pulled in a whole new direction, which I think is going to be very good for you. New job, you are going to get called for a new job coming up for you, and it's going to be terrific, and it's soon.
Terrific is good.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. It's going to be, you know, there's a saying, it'll be right up your alley.
Yeah.
Meaning it's going to be something you're going to really enjoy, and you will, you know, excel at. Through that job is where I think the new man for you is.
Indeed.
Yes,
indeed,
there
indeed.
He is, a thunder sure to come true. The good work still. Start out as a friend, but that, you know, that electricity, that...
the charisma.
That's it. Good work.
The connection.
That will draw the two of you closer and closer. So I think you've gotten a good thing to look forward to. I really do. And you, our lucky girl, are going to get an angel card
girl.
Right now.
All right, stand by. Interesting, the card says, take a divinely guided change. All positive change, successful ventures involve a degree of risk, and you are ready to follow your divine guidance to new territories. As you leave behind that which is comfortable and familiar, but no longer appropriate for you, you make room for new and more meaningful opportunities. Change.
Thanks, honey. We're so glad to hear from you, and you are going to take us out to the end of the show.
Yes. Sorry, folks.
We got to go.
We did the best we could tonight. We'll be here Friday. We recommend you call early. You can get in the queue on Blog Talk Radio 15 minutes prior to the start of the show. So that's...
Yeah.
If you really, 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 really want to get a Blog Talk reading, we set aside a minimum of an hour, and we can't confirm how long after we can go.
Yeah, sometimes we can go for another half hour.
Very.
And sometimes we simply cannot.
Sometimes when it's wow, we can go a whole another hour, but, you know, it is what it is. But we recommend if you really want to get your question in.
Yes.
Get in the queue at 15 minutes prior to the start of the show.
All right. So here
that
we go.
That is the winning move.
Rebel card, guys.
Rebel card, no angels.
We want you here.
No angels, only apples.
Take care.